Welcome to From Caving In to Crushing It, the podcast for those who find themselves immersed in adversity and choose to write their story instead of having others write it for them. I'm Drew Duraney, and I'm your host.
Today's guest is Gail Kraft. Gail Kraft, author, keynote speaker, and change agent. Gail's Boston Gang life roots led her down a path of self-discovery from a young age and has shaped her into a masterful business, leadership, and spirituality coach. She is the creator of the Flow Formula, the Circle of the Soul, and host of the Empowering Process podcast. Gail's focus in life is to help others create harmony with their body, mind, and spirit so that they can operate in their purpose always. Connect with Gail. Live a life worth living and embrace the next level living philosophy. Hold a conversation with her now. Scheduler is in the notes. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Gail Kraft, it's about time.
Oh my gosh.
I've had you in the calendar about three times and I've had to change it all those times. So this time, it's not just
this is happening.
This is happening.
This is real. This is
absolutely
real.
I had to have on the author of Lessons from Hell. But we will certainly get to that. First things first, I always thank the individual who introduced myself to the guest, and that's Larry Call. So, Larry, thank you for introducing me to Gail. Very good call, Larry Call.
with a K.
Yes, with a K. K-A-U-L if you want to look him up. So Gail, I always begin after the thank you to the introducer that we are all taught, you know, growing up that life is linear, right? It's like if we do A plus B plus C plus D, E is going to happen. Do all the right things, you know, this is going to happen. And ultimately, you know, life is linear until it's not. That external circumstance gets in the way and kind of derails that straight path in life. And now you're on your own unique, circuitous journey. And there's usually a defining moment that gets you there. And I have this theory that I truly believe it's true that there's three types of people, for your case, three types of women. You have woman number one, who is filled with so many blind spots that she doesn't see things around her that it could be opportunities to improve her life. And these blind spots are so voluminous that she just lives her life just the way people told her to. And on her deathbed, she's got some regrets. And then there's woman number two, who's got a heightened self-awareness, more so than the woman with the blind spots. And when she sees adversity, she sees it. Yet she says, I'm the victim. This is life doing it to me. It's everybody else's fault. It is what it is. I can't control it. And she lives her life just the way it was dictated to her. Now, on her deathbed, she's got a ton of regrets, so much more than the blind spot woman, because she knows that she saw stuff and she didn't do anything about it. And then there's woman number three. That's Gail Kraft. Woman number three has a much more heightened self-awareness than the other two women. And Gail is sick and tired of being sick and tired of just doing what other people tell her. And Gail looks and sees that adversity and says, you know what? That's not a barrier. That's an opportunity. That's life doing this for me. And I have more control over my life than I ever knew. And I'm going to do something different and become a stronger woman for it. I know you've had many defining moments in your life that have helped you be who you are today. If you could reach back as far as you need to and find that defining moment or moments, the tap on the shoulder, the whisper in the ear, like I needed my 2x4 upside my head, to tell us what moved you to woman number three and beyond.
Well, like you said, Drew, there's more than one. I've had many transformational events in my life. And for me, transformation is an alchemistic process. And that means I don't understand the transformation. I become something different than I was before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll talk about the last one because that was the powerful one. And that's the one, the book that you see on the screen is all about. And I knew that that incident was going to happen long before it happened because it was foretold to me.
Okay.
I was told a couple of years beforehand that I was going to have a death experience, that I wasn't going to die, but
Okay.
a death experience is you see your life go before you. So
Mm-hmm.
it's not really dying, but what happens when you die is you see the gestalt of the things in your life, and that I would come out changed and with the Christ energy. By the way, we all have the Christ energy. It's being aware of it. So this isn't, woo-woo. We are this thing. And then months before this diagnosis that I got, 6 months before I got, reminded. 5 months before, I did a psilocybin journey, and Mary and Jesus showed up and put a blue blanket of healing on me. Right? I was told to go 3 months before to go on a plant-based diet. Just I was told to buy chemo hats long before I saw a doctor. I did what the universe told me to do, and I ended up going to my primary care, who I hadn't seen in 6 years. I don't do Western medicine,
Got it. Got it.
but I was told to. So I'm like, oh, okay, right? I'm in perfect health. Do I even want a mammogram? Because I'm in excellent shape. And I'm like, yeah, we're going through this stuff. So yeah, let's do it. And so when I walked in for the mammogram, I knew, I put the puzzle pieces together
Okay.
and went, oh,
It. Got it.
right.
Yep, absolutely.
I never say I never identify. I never use the I am statement
Okay.
because that's so powerful. I am not a survivor. I am not a warrior. I am not any of those things because I don't go to war with my body.
Got it.
Right. So I'm very, very specific about the language that I use when it comes to me. And, in the book Lessons from Hell, I talk about choosing both Western and Eastern medicine, choosing what will and will not happen,
Okay.
regardless of what the doctors wanted,
Right.
regardless of what Eastern medicine wanted. I chose what the universe what felt right to me. So it was a communication with the universe
Got it.
all the time, all the time. And I went through a massive transformation through this experience, and I
Okay.
became connected with Source. I came that open that I became who I am, who we all are.
That's absolutely powerful. And I'm going to bring this up because I know that I realize you didn't use a certain word. You didn't call whatever the diagnosis was what it was. And I know why. So I understand. I have an idea why. Can you tell us why you pick your words so carefully in the description of that journey?
What your mind will take you where you say you want to go in your subconscious. And so it doesn't matter what you say. You can say all the I am statements you want. If you don't believe it in your subconscious, your subconscious is going to go where it hears you, and that's where it hears you. I always saw myself as healthy. I never saw myself not healthy, right? I couldn't even fathom unhealthy in my image of myself.
Course, yeah.
And so my body started to move in that direction. And we'll say the word. There was a diagnosis from a lab, from many labs, because you go through many tests. That said, there was a stage two incident.
Got it.
When I realized what was going on, dis-ease is locked energy,
Okay.
right? Sadness, fear, shame, all that BS that people call wounds because you're not
Yes.
wounded is stuck energy,
Okay.
right? And because we are energy. So I did a release and forgiveness of what was going on. And by the time I had surgery, the pathology result said stage one with scarring.
Healing yourself
Yes.
in a sense, right?
Yes,
And
yes.
the reason I ask is to make this a really powerful lesson to the audience, because we often think we don't have as much control of our life as we do. And you're right, we keep saying negative things, the brain's going to believe it, and we go in that direction. So
It has to
I love
take you
that lesson.
there because your subconscious mind is takes direction. Your
Right.
subconscious mind is aye, aye, sir.
Right.
Right. You want me to what? Okay, let's go. Right. When I went in for surgery,
Yeah.
as they were wheeling me down to the OR room, I was singing, "We're off to see the wizard." The
Unbelievable.
anesthesiologist sang with me. The nurse sang with me.
I love that.
Every station we passed, if there was a person, they sang. The nurse that opened the OR doors, we talked about which do you like? And the surgeon said, "I'm taking off your ruby slippers, my dear." What did I do? What did I have control over in that moment? The energy in that building.
The energy in the room too. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. That's absolutely powerful. And I do believe that has major impact on what the results were. So you come out of the OR, and I met you after.
Yeah, I was bald. Yep.
Yeah. And
I
I
think
was
I was going through chemo when you met me.
Yeah,
Anyway.
you had the kerchief on your head because you had just
Yeah.
started losing your hair. But I'll tell you, the impact you had on me at the time we met was, I'll say transformational. It's an overused word, but I mean, I was in an area of my life where I needed somebody like you in my life, in that group of people with Larry and, Florian and Brian and all those guys, and you. And powerful woman you
Thank you. Yeah.
are, in not just your words, your presence. So tell me, as the days have gone on, how this has changed you, in the direction of your personal and your professional life to be who you are now.
Oh, major changes for sure. One of the things that I did to alchemize what I was gone through. So I was still, things were still coming up. I was still purging. I was still getting curious and putting me back together. Because alchemy is you break apart and you put yourself back together differently. So I went on a road trip, right? Which I probably, if I asked the doctor, they would have said no, right? But you know, I am the master of my own destiny.
I love how
And
you didn't use the SHOULD word. I hate that word. Okay, got it.
they're just following protocol.
Yes.
So I had every step of the way of what was planned
Okay.
changed, right?
Okay.
I hit different roadblocks, different, and every single one led me in a much better direction,
Okay.
right? And I'll give you two examples. So I, you know, heading to California, and I was supposed to stay with someone who I always stay with when I go there.
Yeah.
Well, she called. She didn't want me to stay there. Why? You know, what stories were going in her head was her
Yeah.
stories, and I was like, okay, that's fine. So I said, I have lots of friends. I still live there. So yeah, not a problem. And so I called someone else, and she's like, okay, I'll, you know, she's a single woman. She has a huge home, two bedroom, you know, yes, definitely. Well, before I got there, she got COVID,
Oh,
right?
boy.
And she's like, well, you know, my friend Evie, she always has guests. And she's happy to take you in. So now I'm with a stranger. And I'm thinking, well, if I did Airbnb, I'd be in a home with a stranger. So, okay, right? Amazing woman, great connection, had a blast with her and her friends, right? And I ended up staying for a night or two the woman that had COVID, you know,
Okay.
she was over it.
Right.
And I realized that as much as she wanted to have me there, she is not someone who wants company in her territory. I could
Got it.
feel
You
that
can
she
feel
was
it.
uncomfortable. She wanted me there. So like if I had been here for a week, it would have been horrible
Oh, okay.
for
Yep.
both of us, right? So absolutely perfect. And you know, I you know just grew so much and learned so much. Then on the way back, my last destination was Eastern Tennessee, which
Okay.
was just over the border from Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay.
As I was supposed to go, I was supposed to be there on a Friday.
Right.
I was in Denver with my son, and he's like, "You're not on a deadline. You know, don't you want to see your granddaughter in her first formal dress? Right? So stay through Saturday, go on Sunday." So I called my friend, and she said, "That's fine. Well, it's a good thing. Because Helene, the hurricane came, I would have been in the middle of it."
My gosh, yes.
Right? And her area, just over the border from Asheville, which got devastated,
Oof.
was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I called her and I said, "Well, you know, what do you want to do?" She said, "Well, I don't know if you should come." I said, "What do you need?" She said, "Water." I said, "What I'll do is I'll drive halfway. And then I'll call you. If you say, 'Yep, we're cool,' I will take a right and go see you. If you're like, 'Eh, no,' I'll take a left and go home."
Okay.
That's simple.
Yeah.
So I ended up going and staying for a few days, but her water never really came back while I was there. And I did not, even though I brought a car full of water,
Yeah.
I did not want to use her supplies up.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I got to help her dig someone out and
Oh, wow.
really see these people who are piss poor
Yeah.
to begin with.
Yeah.
And when you buy inexpensive stuff, it doesn't withstand. So everything was gone.
Of course.
Plus, what you guys don't realize, it wasn't water and mud. Sewage backs up.
I was gonna say, yeah.
So here I am recovering from chemo, digging, literally digging shit, which was probably not smart.
Right.
But I see myself as healthy and nothing
Right.
happened.
Absolutely. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I personally went through a major, you know, alchemy change through that road trip.
Okay.
Right? And
Yeah.
so I had to change my business. I'm all out there. I now work with people who are going through what's called the dark night of the soul. People are going through this shit and they can't get out.
Okay.
And I help them with their alchemy process and get out of it. And it's not, it's you have to sit in it to get out of it.
Yeah, I've realized that firsthand. Because if you're open to that and you don't resist it, you become stronger going through it. And
Yes.
how else can you help somebody going through it unless you've done it yourself? The empathy piece, right? And then the compassion piece. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable. So what part of your business are you not doing that you're comfortable not doing because you're on a different mission?
Yeah. So I'm not going to do any business coaching
Okay.
anymore. Though I'm an excellent, you know, project manager, and
Yeah.
I will refer you to people I know who do that.
Yeah.
My leadership coaching is completely flow. Because as a leader, I was a leader in flow who tapped into flow. And so that's 100%. If you want mastery skills, that's not me. I
Okay.
will refer you to someone else. But if you want to not master, but become something different,
Difference. There's a difference, right?
there is a difference. Mastery, you will not hold on to.
Right.
It's exhausting. It's the book. Right, power versus force. Mastery is force. I'm power.
There's a huge distinction between the two.
Right.
The power piece is like limitless, I would think, and the master,
There's,
there's
yes.
limitations. So why put limitations on yourself and try to
Right.
master something, right?
Right. However, some people, that's where they're at. So it's
And that's fine. No judgment.
none whatsoever. You have to take the first step first. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. There's no spiritual bypass in getting to where I'm at. You have to sit in it. Right. So I now collaborate with people. I've just finished two collaborations that were awesome. I have another that is ready, but the gentleman is ill right now, so he and I are talking about, next steps. And then I have another, and they're two leadership programs. And that one's called Master Flow Solutions, because he's about mastery and I'm about flow.
I love it.
Right? So whatever a business needs, we have the skill set for them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if we do individual coaching, which we will offer to the leaders, I've done lots of leadership coaching. If it's a leader that is black and white, he's perfect for them. They would be blown away with me.
No, I understand that. Yeah,
Right?
definitely.
But a leader who's ready for innovation, ready for, going through what it takes to go through and have a team that's phenomenal, I'm your gal.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this journey gave you some content to write a book. Let's talk about the book. Did you have aspirations of writing a book prior to this transformation?
I was done. In fact, the last flurry books that I was in, they happened where I was like, yeah, I'm not writing another book. Right? I've got four that I'm in an anthology, so I have a chapter in four, and then I have four that I wrote.
You do. And those four are, were they about business coaching and the other stuff you had been doing? What were they about?
No. The first one is like almost 15 years old, and that's Authentic Women Have It All. And that is about women in business. Stop, when you get in a leadership role, stop becoming a man.
So I love that. I love
You're
that. It's the authenticity piece.
cheating, you're cheating business out of your gift,
Share your uniqueness, my
right?
absolutely. Yeah, I
Right.
love that.
Yeah, so that was, and that's a little preachy, guys, because, it was 15 years ago and I thought I, shit chocolate ice cream in those days.
That's
Right. Then I have.
never heard that put that term before. I love it. I love that. All right.
Then I have a book, Journey to Enlightenment. And that is when I was another transformational time. Lots of choices I made were out of alignment with me. I knew they were out of alignment, but I still did it. And everything fell apart. And so I was broke. I was had no home. I had lost my business. I was ready to sell pencils on the street corner.
I hear you.
Right. And affirmations weren't working for me because my subconscious didn't believe
Didn't
it.
believe them, yeah.
Declarations didn't work for me because my subconscious didn't believe it. So the I am statements. And so I started using empowering questions, and my life completely turned around. So
And
the
empowering
book,
questions are open-ended, not yes, no's.
not even that.
Not even that. Tell it, teach me about empowering questions.
They're structured in a specific way. So your brain, subconscious brain goes, I got you. Yeah, let's look for that. So there's a presupposition that you're already doing what you're already doing the thing. It is anchored in the present, in the now, not tomorrow, not yesterday. It is anchored in the now, and it's action, right? So, Drew, what more can I do right now to be sure that when this podcast airs, we are definitely going to blow the doors off your podcast? So it's, what more can
What
I
more?
do? And your subconscious goes, so what are you already doing? Okay, so you're doing this. So your reticular activation system opens up to look for more. All right. So this is not woo-woo, guys. This
No,
is
no,
your
no, no.
physical body doing this stuff, right? What more can I do right now in the present to be sure? And then what is it that I want? So what action can I take to move this forward?
I see the empowerment in that. Okay, absolutely. Wow.
And empowerment questions within. So I started empowering questions in, I would say, May of that year. And by September, my credit card debt was paid off. I was living in a luxury apartment and my business was back up and running.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The
I
power,
don't, yep,
power.
I don't presuppose how. I had no idea how this was going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. The how piece really it kind of doesn't matter.
You got to be able to go with the flow, man. You got to, like my road trip. If I was stuck on my plans, this is how I was going to get there. I would have been devastated with every obstacle I was given.
That's interesting because I listening to you speak, the word resistance keeps in my mind that you don't resist, but many of us do resist
With control.
with control. So
Resistance is futile.
why do we do it?
Fear. So your subconscious mind is purpose is to keep you safe. And we become so afraid of what we don't know or we don't understand that we will hang on with gripped fingers or push away the very gift that we're looking for, right? In order to feel safe, even in an uncomfortable, unsafe condition, because it's something we know versus what we don't
Don't
know.
know. Right.
I'm not good enough to stand on my own, right? I'm not good enough. This unworthiness, right, is that's a huge, every single one of us have unworthiness because we were raised with no, that's wrong. No, that's wrong.
Don't do that. Don't do
Wrong.
this.
Right.
That's a very good point. It's good. It's a good lesson to young parents right now too. If you're listening or watching, because as a parent, we've never done it before, right? So we're asking other people who've done parenting before how to do it, and
Right.
we follow them, and it doesn't work to what we expect. So
Right.
because we're afraid, we're raising this human being, we're afraid to make a mistake. Well, mistakes are going to happen. It's important when you're raising your children, and I'm not preaching because I have three kids of my own and I've made my mistakes.
Right.
You realize as you get older and as they get older what you could have done differently, which is why when I talk to grandparents, it's different, right? Because the grandparents now apply the new stuff they learned that they didn't do with their own kids.
Right. But because
Right.
they can see if they accept responsibility, where maybe they, if they made a different choice, they would have a different outcome. But here's another thing. I'm not about the stories. I'm not about when you were 7 years old, your father beat you. That was, how old were you? So this is an example I give. So at 13 years old, there was something that happened in my life and I put the wall up. The wall was up. Now, the wall's gone because am I going to live another 13 years with that wall and another 13 years with that wall? And another 13 years in that wall. How many 13 years did I go through where I missed the beauty of the moment because I kept
Absolutely.
that wall with me?
And many of us do carry those walls with us. So what if there was, I know there's no magic pills, but knocking down those walls, what is an important skill that can be learned to tear down those walls?
One is vulnerability with yourself. You don't have to confess to anybody, but stop lying to yourself, right? The second that you make up an excuse, you're lying to yourself. This happened because you're lying to yourself, right? Well, you made me, you're lying to yourself, right? And one of So I work with clients to restock the stories. And it's very hard because we're anchored in coach and babble tells you to, solve your story.
Yeah, right.
Right. And I'm about, yeah, but that happened at 13. So let's put it on that timeline. And let's look at what's going on in this moment energetically, not
Right.
any stories, not he said, you said, energetically, what's going on
Right.
right now. Focus on that. And when you don't attach a story to it, so I'll give you an example of what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I was feeling something. Don't know why, don't care why.
Right.
I was feeling something. And what was happening is like my lower instinct, like my gut was feeling something. But up here, I'm like, well, everything's fine. Right. And all I did was observe the fact that I was feeling this way. I literally like stepped out of my body and watched the two together. And thought, well, that's interesting. Don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it's I love you anyway.
Love
And
that.
then it was gone.
I love you anyway.
I love you anyway.
That's
Right? Right?
yeah.
And I think the truly loving yourself for all of the things, one of the mantras. So here's something, guys, if you don't own this, work on owning this. What I did when I was 23, I cannot possibly have any shame or regrets about because I did the best I could at the time with the tools I had available to me. I didn't intentionally make a choice that would screw you over. I made a choice that would, I thought would keep me safe. And it was the best choice I could make at the time.
I love that.
So leave it there.
I love
Because today you have different tools.
it.
And of course you would make a different choice today. You're not the same person.
Absolutely. I love the way you explain that because that also explains a little bit about the ability to go from man, woman number one with the all the blind spots to woman number two, woman number three, because the forgiveness allows you to open up a new world, right? And that allows you to see things differently and more positively. Otherwise, you keep relying on what you did in the past and think that's going to project to what you would happen again if you did it.
Right.
Yeah, no, I love
And
that.
it will if you focus on it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
So I could talk to you all day, but
I know.
the audience, absolutely. The audience certainly has captured the essence of Gail Kraft, and they're going to want to get in touch with you, Gail. So, folks out there, and I encourage you to do so, find Gail Kraft on LinkedIn. And when you reach out to her, tell her that you learned about her in this podcast. And if you want to have a one-to-one with her virtual, she'll send you her calendar link privately. But it's definitely worth a sit down with Gail, unbelievable woman.
I
And
agree.
yes, no, it's so true. Okay, I have two questions. Now, these are going to be interesting questions because we talked about you're not about stories. So we'll play an imagination game. Let's imagine you're sitting down with 7 to 10 year old Gail, and knowing what you know now, you want to give her advice about life. What would you tell her?
You're exactly where you're supposed to be, and it'll turn out exactly the way it's supposed to be.
Love that. Absolutely love that. All right. So now switch hats. And now you're sitting down with young Gail, the young businesswoman, young entrepreneur, and you want to give her advice about business. What are you going to tell her?
You're going to make some mistakes, but you'll learn from every single one of them. So go for it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Great advice. And it's, I hope my hope is that the audience out there, if you need it, grab on to that advice. Too often we self-sabotage, we derail our journey on our own because of fear. But if you're exactly where you're supposed to be, then do it scared.
I'll share two things with you guys.
Please do.
You have no idea the free coaching you're getting. I created this reality. I chose this reality. So everything that happens was created by me for me. Everything. Even what we consider bad, right? A lot of people would think the big C is a problem. I knew that I created it, that there was a purpose for it. So it's by me, for me.
Absolutely.
And the second piece of that is, therefore, don't be afraid to take the next step. And if you are going in the wrong direction, the universe has this great GPS system and it'll recalculate and send you down a better road. You're never going to make a wrong choice because the universe is always recalculating on your behalf.
Love that. Beautiful message, Gail. That's empowerment at its best. Gail, thank you for a bunch of things, not just coming on, but thank you for coming into my life and becoming a friend. Please keep doing what you're doing. You're a gift to this world. And if people are open to learning from you, that's what the universe is
Beautiful.
telling them to do. So
Well,
thank you, Gail, for being who you are. Appreciate it.
thank you so much, Drew.
All right.
This was awesome. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's my pleasure, my pleasure. Everybody out there, please take care of yourselves.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe and give us a review to help others find it. I'd like you to answer this question. Are you living the life you want to live, or are you living the life others want you to live? I'd like you to think about that for a second, because I strongly suggest you live the life you want to live. If you want to learn more about what I stand for and my services and how I'm able to help many men get out of their own way, please go to my website at www.profitcompassion.com. Feel free to also email me at drew@profitcompassion.com. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Take care of yourself and choose to write your own story instead of letting others write it for you.